Currently, it's 27 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time coming up on 8:50, and it's time for the pre-opening market report on WYLL with our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Monday morning, everyone. Data released over the weekend showed that November factory output in China increased 10.1% from a year earlier and up from the previous month's 9.6%. Retail sales in China rose 14.9%, up from October's 14.5%. However, China's trade weakened sharply in November. Export growth plunged to 2.9% over a year earlier from the previous month's 11.6%. That, according to customs data released this morning, imports to China were flat, down from October's 2.4% growth. Private exporters reported to USDA this morning export sale of 115,000 metric tons of wheat for delivery to Egypt during the 2012-13 marketing year. Of the total, 60,000 tons is soft red winter and 55,000 tons is soft white wheat. The marketing year for wheat began on June 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,168. It's up almost 13 points. The NASDAQ 2983 is up about 6, and the S&P 500 is 1417, and it is down 0.5 point.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
River flows in the Ohio River system are likely to increase as we move forward through the coming week due to a storm system that's likely to come through the eastern part of the Midwest during the early part of next week. This storm system, though, you should be aware of the fact that it is losing some potency, and therefore the rain amounts may end up being a little bit lighter than what have been projected all week long. We will still see 1/4 to 3/4 inch amounts, maybe some local totals to 1.5 inches in a few spots, but that's about as good as it'll get. That's still all right, especially this time of the year. And we have to make the assumption that we'll see additional rounds of precipitation over the next several weeks, and eventually it'll all come together and help us to assure that we have a favorable amount of water supply to deal with our spring and summer season in 2013. Well, the near-term forecast offers two systems coming across the region here between now and the first part of next week. I already mentioned a little bit about the second event that's going to be producing the greatest amount of precipitation, but we are going to see a smaller disturbance come across the region here today and tomorrow. We already have light precipitation falling through the Midwest here this morning. Most of it is really not all that impressive, but there are at least some rain showers occurring across a portion of the region from Illinois over to Ohio and reaching all the way north into Michigan and southward into parts of Kentucky. A lot of this is drizzle and very spotty shower activity, and don't expect the volume to be all that impressive. Further to the west, there's snow falling across South Dakota and some immediate neighboring states, and that will likely become the focal point of our next round of precipitation for the Midwest as it moves east over the next 24 to 48 hours. We'll likely find more precipitation occurring across at least the northern half of the Midwest. Most of this precipitation will occur as snow coming out of South Dakota and advancing to the east, passing through portions of southern Minnesota and Iowa and reaching over into parts of Michigan. A quick accumulation of a dusting to 2 or 3 inches of snow may occur in a few locations, but for the most part, the system will move too fast to have a huge impact. Another storm system will come behind it, and that's the one that produces the greater amount of precipitation for this late weekend into early next week, and it will impact the northern plains and a portion of the upper Midwest with the greatest amount of snowfall. Anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow will accumulate from the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin, with a possible band upwards to 7 inches in central and northeastern parts of Minnesota. That same storm system will be the one that generates the greater amounts of precipitation in the Ohio River Valley during the Sunday-Monday time period, 1/4 to 3/4 of inch of rain, maybe a localized amount over an inch will occur in that region, and we'll look for the river systems to respond to that favorably, lifting those river levels somewhat. In the meantime, neither this first storm system expected here early in the weekend or the one for early next week are going to produce enough precipitation in the lower Missouri River Valley or the middle Mississippi Valley to cause any kind of a change in the river flows there. River levels will actually continue to decline across some of that region because of two factors. Number one, the damming operations that are occurring upstream on the Missouri, and number two, the colder temperatures that are going to occur in the upper Midwest that will actually induce some ice development in the upper Mississippi River Basin. As we go forward through the week next week, also snow will fall across a big part of the upper Midwest, and obviously snow is not going to add any moisture to the river systems until it starts to melt.
Thank you very much, Drew. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City December wheat at, well, not trading on the big board, but the March is 9.05 and a quarter, down 4.5. December wheat in Chicago, 8.37, down 7.25. December corn, 7.23.5, down 9.25. July, 7.26, down 9.5. Go out to December of 13, 6.32, down 5.75. January soybeans, 14.63.25, down 9. July, 14.35.25, down 6.25. November, 13.19, down 10. December soybean meal, 4.46.80, down 3.70. December soybean oil, 50.56, down 26. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis. He is with MITGO in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you much for asking. As you look at the marketplace, corn following through to the downside after losing 15 cents or more value on Friday. Is this the continuation of the spat we're seeing over hogs in Russia?
Well, I think that partly goes into that. I just think it's a combination of things. Crop report out tomorrow, expecting ending stocks to be a little higher. Continuing concerns about demand, you know, just 2 million export sales there on last Thursday's report. Ongoing issues about with the Mississippi River and what that's going to mean, although you know, we don't have a lot of corn interest anyway going down the Mississippi River, but continuing to be some concern there. There, you know, there was talk here a few weeks ago that by now we would see some increased demand on the export side from corn, and that just really hasn't shown up yet. And then you're going to complicate that a little bit with the river issues and just a combination of things and just a lot of lack of interest in being long right now, Dave.
You mentioned the WASD report. It might be that when we look at the reports, the number that might move the market the most might be world wheat numbers.
Yeah, I think they'll be closely watched here. I think, you know, domestically we're not going to see a whole lot of change besides some a little bit of adjustment in the corn export demand, most likely maybe a little adjustment in the bean demand numbers, but overall not much change. I think looking at bigger picture on wheat and also what the USDA does in South America, I don't expect much change there, but we could see a little bit of adjustment, especially in Argentina where they've had some delays in planting and some wet weather. So we could be more focused on some of the more global numbers. And with the typically December numbers here domestically, usually not kind of a non-event, Dave, so would expect that again tomorrow.
Well, I know that if you look at those world wheat numbers, the UN's FAO has got it at 163.3, which would be very, very tight supplies. And the trade guess nowhere near those numbers. They're above 170.
Right. And then you complicate that with the fact that, you know, the Plain States very dry here. Some concern about, you know, wheat dying in some areas already. We already left the crop ratings in the plains with the lowest we've had on record for this time of year. Some concern about some winter kill here this morning with some of the cold temperatures. So, yeah, wheat's going to be a very interesting situation here as we move throughout out the winter months here, Dave.
So if we see a number less than 170 on that WASDE report, does wheat have the potential to rally sharply this week?
Yeah, I think we have some opportunity there if we can get some forces all lined up right. I think it's going to need some help. I know we're going to have to see some interest probably from corn and beans to kind of get wheat going. I don't know if wheat can do it all by itself. It's had some struggles doing that in the past here a little bit, but it obviously could offer some support. And then if we continue to see some dry weather out in the plains, that's going to add to the situation as well, Dave.
At least a couple of countries might think that wheat is going higher. Egypt and Saudi Arabia both bought some U.S. wheat in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, that's right. So I think, like you said, there's some concern out there. So obviously be closely watched here over this winter month and see if we can correct some of this situation with some of this weather throughout the world. And if not, could be a very dicey situation heading into the spring, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
All right, thank you very much.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 904.5, down 5.25. December wheat in Chicago, 836.75, down 7.5. December corn, 723.5, down 9.25. January soybeans, 1464, down 8.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.